Welcome to another edition of Encouraging Moments. I am your host, Minister Mike, and today we're going to be talking about grace. What exactly is grace? Grace is compassion, it's mercy, and it can be forgiveness, repentance, regeneration, salvation, meaning something as broad as describing the whole of God's activity towards a man, or as narrow as describing one segment of that activity. And to sum it all up, we could just say grace is the unmerited favor of God towards man. We are talking about grace, and as we look into God's word, the first mention of grace we find in Genesis, the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And the Modern King James Version reads as thus, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah." Now, if you know the story of Noah, you know that God was dissatisfied with man. He was dissatisfied with his creation, so much so that he decided he wanted to destroy all of mankind. Not only all of mankind, but all of the beasts of the field and of the air, just everything. He was just upset with creation because it was just evil throughout all of the world. Then we look at Noah. He looks down on Noah, and Noah finds grace in the eyesight of God. There's something about Noah that God looked upon him and said, "I'm going to destroy everybody else but him and his family." Okay, so we see with Noah, our first example, not only is it our first example of grace in the Word of God, but it's an awesome example. Can you just imagine that? God is going to destroy the whole entire world except for Noah and his family. That's the first example of grace, and it's such an awesome example of grace. How the Lord looked upon Noah and said, "I'm going to destroy everybody else on this planet except for you and your family." We're going to listen to a song, then we'll be right back, and we're going to talk more about grace.
This is a song for Christians, those of us that have taken on the whole armor of God. We're not just like the ordinary man. For he said, "I'll send you a comforter to keep you. And this comforter shall keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on it." That's why the Voices of Tabernacle want to tell you today.
Oh, to be kept by Jesus.
Thank you. so-called friends that say, don't worry, I'll keep you. But friends will walk out on you. But oh, to be kept. When we get in trouble, we can come to the garden, fall on our knees. Oh, we can call him anytime we please.
I wouldn't be one thing, Lord.
Nothing.
Today we are talking about grace. Reading from Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, 8th verse, part in King James Version, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So we see that grace is a gift of and from God. We don't deserve a lot of the things that come our way in lives, but because we believe in Jesus Christ and we accept Him as our Savior, we get grace. And with grace comes many, many benefits in this life. A lot of times we are spared from dangers, both seen and unseen, because of grace. The gift of grace, the gift from God, a gift that none of us deserve. Grace is just something that we all need daily, because it's by grace, as the scripture told us, that's why we're saved, that's why we're going to have eternal life, and that's why we make it through this life, because of grace. And that grace, as we've said earlier, is unmerited. We don't deserve it, and I can't say that enough. We don't deserve God's grace, but because He loves us so much, and because He cares for us so much, each and every morning that we're given the gift of life, we also receive the gift of grace. And that grace goes with us throughout the day. Well, listen to another song, then we'll be right back talking a little bit more about grace. Thank you. our selections for today. So far, we've heard from the late Reverend James Cleveland, "Oh, to be kept by Jesus," and "I'm kept by the grace of God," the late Reverend Charles Nix. Continuing on our discussion about grace, and as we've stated earlier, it's a gift of God. It's something that we don't deserve. We are not here because of our good works and our good deeds. We're here because of the grace of God, because none of us deserve any of the blessings of God. It is His grace, it is His mercy. That's why we're here today, and that's why He does so much for us. Reading in God's Word, 2 Corinthians 12, chapter 9, verse from the King James Version. "And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And that was 2 Corinthians 12, chapter 9 and 10 verses, reading from the King James Version. And my dad, the late Pastor Oscar O. Webb Sr., used to always tell us when we would be sharing what we were going through and having difficulties and problems in life, he would always refer us back to the Word of God. And He would tell us that the Lord tells us in His Word, through His Word, that His grace is sufficient. And what is that saying? That saying is because He loves us, because He cares for us, because He gives us grace on a daily basis, that grace will help sustain us. That will help keep us no matter what we're going through. And we just rely on grace and mercy of God. And you know, a lot of times, if we just seek direction, we won't have to go through the troubles that we face. And I've talked about that before in the past. But when we do mess up, when we do make mistakes, when we do things that we just ought not to do, grace stands there. And grace comes to our rescue. But you know, that's something that we shouldn't just always depend on God's grace. We should always look, as I stated, to Him for guidance so that we don't have to lean on that grace, that we are walking upright before God and before men. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful each and every day for God's grace and for God's mercy. And we trust that you've enjoyed these few moments as we discuss God's grace. And let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we just thank You for grace. We thank You for mercy. We thank You for salvation. We thank You for being with us and letting Your angels guard and protect us throughout the day. Father, whoever listens to this podcast, help them to realize that they are where they are because of grace, not because they've been so good, not because they're so smart, so bright, or whatever, but it's because of Your grace that they are where they are. And if they don't know You in the pardon of their sins, we just ask that You, through Your Holy Spirit, will touch them. Help them to realize that Your grace has extended to them throughout their life, even though they aren't Your child. And that because of probably prayers of people that are maybe relatives or loved ones, or even their parents or grandparents who have gone on before, that grace has been extended to them. Lord, we just thank You for all You've done, and all You're going to do. We give You praise, thanks, and we just look forward to the day when there'll be no more death, no more suffering, no more sickness, no more pain. In Yeshua's name, we pray, we give You thanks. Amen and amen. Until next time, God be with you and yours until we meet again. Be blessed.
Here we go.
I needed Your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave. gave more than I thought you would.